There was two brothers. They lived together, one farmer next to the other farmer, together for 40 years. They were so close, these brothers. They shared the same machinery, the same equipment, the same animals, until recently. There was a misunderstanding between the two of them. The misunderstanding led to a bitter argument and an explosive fight, to the point where they weren't talking to one another anymore. One day, there was a knock at the door of the older brother. He opens it up and he sees it's a carpenter. He's holding a toolbox. He says, "Listen, sir, I'm looking for a job. You have anything I can do to make some money?" He says, "You know something? I do. Matter of fact." He says, "Come outside." He says, "You see over there, you see that farm? You see that property? You know who lives there? It's my brother. There's a creek between our property. However, there used to be a meadow, one big meadow. My brother and I got into a fight. We haven't been speaking to each other. And the other day, he took a bulldozer and he levied the river dam. And he let the water irrigate between our fields. And now there's this creek. We're separated. I am so aggravated with him. I'm so angry with him. I want to get him back. I know you can do for me. I want you to build me a wooden fence 8 feet high. I don't want to see my brother. I don't want to see his property. I don't want to see anything about him. Can you do that for me?" The carpenter looks around. He assesses the situation. He says, "I understand what's going on here. I got exactly what you need." The brother says, "Great. I have to go to the market now. I'll be back at sundown, and let's see how you do." Carpenter got to work. He was measuring the wood, sawing the wood, nailing the wood. It was now sundown. The brother comes home, and as he's entering his field, his jaw dropped. He was astonished. He walks to the carpenter. He says, "What is this?" He says, "Is this a bridge?" "There was a bridge. He built a wooden bridge over the creek. Artistic handrails." He says, "I said I wanted a fence, an 8-foot fence." As they're talking, his younger brother from next door comes running with an outstretched arm. He says, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. It is so nice of you to build this bridge of friendship and care and concern." And they embraced and they hugged. The carpenter then took his toolbox, hoisted it over his shoulders, and began to walk away. The brother says, "Wait a second. Please don't leave. I have more work for you to be done." The carpenter says, "I would love to help you, but I'm sorry. I have more bridges to build." In our lives, we can learn from this. How many arguments are there between spouses, parents and children, friends and neighbors? What does it take to repair a relationship? A bridge.